Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Indeed. Good evening. This is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Freestylica. It's hot out here in D.C., so I'm never going to let you get away. You better know that. How y'all doing this evening? We're going to do what we do, as we always do. Good evening. Y'all good out there in the real world? I hope so. Why do people always ask me, with all my children, we got, Brother Julian in the house, he says, speak to everybody out there. And he wanted to ask y'all a question. He wanted to know why, when our family's walking down the street, do everybody ask us about our hair? Our hair. Good gracious alive.
Of his hair.
Yeah.
y'all may think that this next track is a little risky for a Luther joint, but all you gotta do is listen to get it right. All right, y'all, let's start from number one and get down. Now watch this sketch as I stretch this small. Too live to drive, so we put it in par with Luther, hoping that you feeling this groove gets you open on the instrumental. 1, 2, 1, 2, and I say, jotting down the lines like the dots from the park. With my aunt say, Eloise said, stay on your Q's and T's until the days of these. I'm doing what I please, these go down like the rope, depending on the mood, definitely in the mode. And you can catch a yellow brick, you need to run and tell your blitz that the female is down. Bring it in, man, listen, mission impossible. Keep it general like the hospital. Stay rattled, roll the rock with you. The free to the C-I-S-C.
Let's get this thing to work. There's no reason to wait. The time is now to start. We all could use the chance.
In Brooklyn, what's your function? Keep you looking once again as I punch in those lines like the ST-1200. Precise on the mic is what we done did. Top daughter, the party started rocking. And I got first dibs on the dark kid.
And I know just how to do. Yeah.
all that fucking.
Introducing
the restroom kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the restroom kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Yeah, this is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. Yeah, we're doing something over here. We're getting ourselves together over here. Yeah, JP, are you in the house, man?
Don't worry, I'm in the house.
Oh, man, because I was looking for you. I couldn't find you. I ran out of one type of something, and I had to go find something else. I say, JP, you normally smell the place up. I was looking for you. I couldn't smell you. So
I was just running around.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, that's what it is. How everything up there in Philly, man?
Oh, it's all good. Everything's good.
Okay. That's what it is.
Yeah. Everything. Beautiful, sunny day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Other than that, you had to talk about all these people shooting out here, but other than that, it's a great day.
We ain't talking about none of that, man. It's hot. It's 80 degrees in D.C., right?
Yeah.
Right? And everybody got their shirt out, booty out, everything out, right? So while we was walking this morning, Julian, you know, that's Julian, little, he's 9 years old, little. Julian said, "Hey, Dad, give the people the song Body Slam." And I said, "Body Slam?" He said, "Yeah, man, that's what they're out here doing, so show them how to work it." I said, "All right, Julian." So Julian going to introduce you to Bootsy Collins, Body Slam. Here you go, JP. All check right. Him out.
give it my all. I think that a person should really make up his mind what he wants to do, and when it is made up, he cannot fail at it. The basic rule to success, I think, is when the going gets tough, that is a positive signal to keep charging.
Well, this is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. JP3 told us not to worry. Victor Wooten said, keep charging. Just keep charging.
Who is that?
That
Dr. Clark speaking?
Yeah, man, you smart, man. JP, that's why you're a music teacher. Is that why you're a music teacher, bro? Is that why? I'm trying to figure it out. What?
Got that ear training.
Ear training? Well, look, I want to inside the crates. I know you're just going to talk all of that. So I went inside the crates, and I got...
Uh-huh.
You ever heard of Grady? You ever heard of Grady Tate?
Oh, that's one of my former professors.
I know. That's why I went and got him for you. Because, see, I'm going to tease you, bro. I'm going to tease you. I'm going to show you that the reason why you've been hanging around me 17 years, right, is because you hang out with my friends. See, they're your professor. They're my friends. So I guess y'all could be friends, too. Are you friends with Grady Tate before he passed, man? We are friends.
Yeah.
Because he's a serious dude, man. Right? He's serious, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But only during the week. Yeah, he got things to do on the weekend.
He looked like he
knows
how to chill too.
I just said that. Come on, man, you're joking. I said, during the weekend,
he was cooler than a fan.
You had to have your persona on, and then when you went out on the weekend, you was cooler than that because you got to do Man, I'm gonna leave him alone, man.
He'd have his gains on in glass teaching class. He never shaved on in class teaching.
Hey, because people ask us, when do we go to bed? And we say, well, some of us creative people, we go to bed when daylight rises up. So they say, when do you sleep? We say, when the sleep comes, we find sleep. But if the music coming out, we're going with the music. I'm going with the music every time, JP.
Absolutely.
I've been feeling happy every day, you know what I'm saying? And I heard someone told me things are getting better. Can you believe
all right.
that? So mm-hmm. I said, I'm gonna go get JP's professor and let him sing it to y'all. Because, JP, I got privilege, man. You went to school where you had a professor that I know this guy can sing all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he made everybody pay attention. He was so cool. I'm going to leave him alone. Grady Tate and Grover Washington.
He was a dynamite drummer, too.
I ain't telling them all that. Leave him alone, JP. let him go ahead and be a writer, too. Yeah. A prolific writer. How about that, too?
Yeah. I think
he bangs on the piano, but I'm not going to tell nobody.
Yeah, you probably did.
I'm going to leave it alone. Things are getting better, JP.
All right.
Hey, please don't look back. The things are getting better. Yes, they are, my friend. I know it's hard. Have faith, my friend, 'cause now the clouds are gone, heaven's opened wide for you. Yes, they did, my friend, it's not so hard. Just have faith and pray to God, and happiness and love will shine through all the gloom and darkness in the room. Hey, hey, please don't look back. Things are getting better. Yes, they are, 'cause things are getting better. Just believe, my friend. Say hey, are getting better. Just believe it, just believe it. Things are getting better. Just believe, my friend.
Philly, I'm your host, Priest Alica. That's JP. That's your professor, JP.
Yo, you, I don't think you ever told me that was Grady. Yo, I just gotta say real quick, right? I was a young boy. Look, I was a young boy, and I think I told you before the way me and him met, but I was singing something on the outside. He was walking to, I don't know, he was walking to class or something. He always had on a cool-ass sweater, a cool-ass hat, and some cool-ass shades. He heard me singing. He came, sat down, and corrected me. So then after a while, he wasn't even my professor yet. So after a while, I know him. I know him as the drum teacher. There's the jazz drum. There's a guy, Chris. Like all the cats. I mean, what I mean by cats, the cats that could really play. He taught them. You know what I'm saying? So
okay,
I'm thinking he's the drum teacher. Yeah, I'm thinking he's the drum teacher. So after a while. I'm bouncing this department. I'm messing with the jazz cats now. So then they're like, yeah, Grady, you know, he's in there coaching us and all that. They're like, yeah, Grady got a gig. Oh, Grady got a gig. Oh, that's nice. Oh, at Blues Alley. Yeah, we all going, oh, okay, I'm rolling with y'all. I'm thinking of some little gig, so the place is packed out. You know what I'm saying? I walk in, I said, wait a minute. First of all, it was sold out for 3 days straight. And then you know
really?
When you pack a place out with
white. Oh, really?
When you pack a place out.
Oh, really?
When you pack a place out with white people in D.C., you already know. I wasn't in the know. I didn't know who he was. You know what I'm saying? I'm
like, oh, really?
Yeah, Professor Kenny. They come find out he done played with Donnie. He's on We'll All Be Free. He's on that. Cause like I said, come on, man. Who is this guy, man? Who is this guy?
It's too cool, right? It's
you know
too cool, right?
Right, too cool all the time. And then that song right there, you used to play that song. I didn't realize I like his voice enough. So now I'm going to have to go jump on Professor Tate. I never
not,
did.
Not yet.
You know what I'm saying? Not yet.
I got something else for you. Hold on a
minute.
You
got
to take time before you jump on him.
Jam
what?
Right there.
I'm trying to tell
the
you, man. That's him about the next time.
That's a jam right there.
That's him, Bobby McFerrin, Grover Washington Jr., and a couple other people.
Oh, man.
Right. So that's why, like me, I'm going back to school, finish my degrees, because, see, now I can actually be a teacher with all the knowledge and everything that I have. So now I'm following their example, because I could do music, obviously, and I could do the business, obviously. So now if I become a professor, I'll be that cool-ass professor, you catch me, that I might teach, you know, humanities, but, you know, I do other stuff. How about that? And that's modeled after them. My friends and my teachers. Huh?
It's like you walking around. It's like treasures are walking around you. And it's kind of cool that I didn't know, how, you know what I mean, so much that he did. But I always put him in the drum category. And then they taking me to a gig where he's singing the whole time. I was like, wait a minute.
Really? I'm sorry.
Like
Let me stop playing with you, JP.
Yeah.
Let me stop playing. Yeah. JP, this song right here, listen, man, when you get home, finish all that work and stuff, right, play this for your wife, this song right here. Tell her this is your professor singing, and you didn't know he could sing.
All right.
How about
that?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know I love you?
This is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. I'm telling JP, that's his professor. What do you think, JP?
He looks how he sounds.
Ooh, cool. He sounds cool.
nice baritone bass, yeah. He looks like
he pop like.
Nice smooth tone.
Right. So nobody could tell him that he wasn't cool. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, he was a cool cat. Please. And you know you're cool when people be like, yeah. I mean, some people call him Professor Tate when he came around him. Grady Tate. They got to say your whole name.
Right. Because they gave him respect. It was called respect, too. Now, I'm going to introduce you to some of his friends that walked around the college campus while you were there. Okay.
All right.
You ever heard of the Blackbirds?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, here you go, man. Because I know you heard of Professor Donald Byrd, right?
Donald Byrd, of course.
Because, see, all these people are familiar with, they come through Howard University. You know what I'm saying? That's why it was called the Black College. Because, you know, we work this thing out where we're going to promote the best music, the best thing from this particular region. We're going to do it. So, you know, we're going to tell the people right now, just enter in, man. Just come on in with the Black Man.
Just in your mind, 'cause you just in your mind.
Yeah, you know what it is in the listening room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. JP3 likes his professor and his friends.
Donald B.
All these people hung out together, man, because D.C., they all live in the area where I live at. So this whole area was the music area, the writing area. This is where all the people lived at that wrote. We call them the creative people. Okay, these people that did everything creative, they lived in this part of Northwest D.C. So by living here 30 years, I kind of met the older people and know them, and they let me in because I'm probably like a young old dude or something like that, JP. You know what it is. But now I'm going to show you a song, JP, that your man, your professor, some background on. Are you ready?
Okay.
I ain't gonna do it no more than that. I don't think. I'm just gonna try. You ready?
Oh yeah.
Are you ready, JP? Come on, man. You said you gonna be my therapist, or I'm your therapist or something. We gonna do this.
Yeah.
We gonna do it right, JP. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. When it gets down to love,
And that's the way we stay employed, whether we in front of the music or in the groove behind it, JP.
That's the way you do it.
That's how you do it. Get in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was so caught up in Donnie's work, Young Buck and Howard. I also caught up with Donnie and Roberta. And Donnie, when I found out Grady played on his record, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't as easy. Like nowadays, we can pull it up on and be like, look up Grady Tate on 20,000 different records. But back then, I had to buy whatever the album was Donnie did with Grady. Not, you know, you got to read all the credits and everybody and their mama on there, you know, and Grady Tate, right? But yeah, you had to fight words on the fire. No, he was Donnie's drummer for a lot of them sessions. You know what I'm saying? Like they all knew each other. Like you said, everybody knew each other. Everybody hung out. Everybody. I remember I was playing with on the street one day. One of the street, you might have knew him. Some dread down in Georgia, playing sax all the time. He knew all them cats up there. I was like, he was like, tell such and such. I said, yeah, I tell such. Yeah, we used to smoke all the time. Like, what? Professor who? He smoked big. What?
We all did, bro.
Crazy.
Man. Guess what?
And I didn't smoke back then, but he was like, man, he smoked big, you know. He let me know, like, yeah, man, tell him I said what's up. He know who I am. Okay. Be out there on the street getting money playing sack.
Man, I got to go into my little mood. Excuse me, man. Promise you love, man. I'm sorry, JP.
It's all good.
Let me get into something for a second, man.
Getting to know just getting to know one another, baby, baby. And in a very special moment, we discovered we were friends, not just lovers. And when the evening sun turned to dusk, my baby, the twilight and your smile turned me on and on and on and on and on.
The night deep and warm is love's fire. I know in my desire, I'll promise you love, sweet love.
Restroom kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the restroom kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Yeah, this is the listening room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Olica. Man, I'm trying to get my children to harmonize like that, JP.
I was thinking some of these people don't even have the patience. Not everybody, but most of the microwave generation, they don't even have the patience to even sit down and listen or learn something like that. Not everybody, but like, That's slow dragging you. That ain't no slow dance.
Yeah, that means you had to get into them with the person you
married after that song.
You're gonna have to get married after that, because you get that when you slow drag. See, slow drag was the way when you got with a woman slow drag, you actually came into the same heartbeat. Okay.
Absolutely.
Actually, that's how a lot of children were born, because that slow drag made you and the woman come into the same heartbeat. And then everything else, the chemistry kept on going because you were in the same heartbeat. Now, people didn't learn until 40 years later that the heart changes as time changes, as condition changes, so your heart may change.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. So, you know, that's what I learned. I'm an old dude. Hey, your heart may change, man, you know. But anyway, that's what it is, JP.
Right on.
Huh?
Yep.
Hey, I think so. I think that's what it is. What'd you say?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's like, you know how even in the music concerts, like not so much classical, but even a lot of R&B, like Al Jarreau, Not saying you're not going to dance to the Al Jarreau concert, but you're going to sit down and listen. Because you're going to want to hear every note this cat, him and the band, not just him. You're going to hear what everybody's hitting. So if you're dancing around, that's cool, but you might miss something having fun with you and whoever.
No, you don't. You ever been to an Al Jarreau concert, bro?
No, I haven't. That's what I'm imagining.
Okay. No, don't imagine, man. Like you said all the right things, okay? When you go to an Al Jarreau show, you're going to hear every bass, every guitar, every horn, every cowbell. You're going to hear every sound, okay? And you're not going to sit down. You're going to jam. You're going to dance. Your foot going to move a certain way. Your hand going to move a certain way. It's all going to move. And you ain't going to, you like, I ain't know I can dance. That thing will take, it will take arthritis out of you, man. And by the time that dude finished making all them sounds and doing all that, you could be trying to do the same thing while he's doing it. And
exactly,
believe me.
Exactly.
Believe me, he had audience knew his songs too. You know what I'm saying? All his music. So, you know, it's up to you if you really listen to the music and see what you get out of it. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder if there's any African American that he influenced. I'm saying as far as I don't hear any. Like Bobby McFerrin, he gives me an Al vibe, and Kim gives me an Al vibe, but nobody else. No white artists,
right,
no Chinese, no Japanese.
All right, now stop. You know, just stop right there for a minute. Stop for a minute. Don't go no further. You sort of say, Priest, I'm going to Google that which I'm talking about. That's what the microwave generation do. They Google stuff. Okay, and then you'll find out that Al Jarreau has sung with at least 25 different white females. I kid you not. Google it. While we're on the air, Google it, man. Y'all got to Google.
Can anyone imitate him? Not imitate, but maybe emulate.
No, not imitate. You said influence. Okay, influence.
Okay.
So now, if you listen to certain people's music, he influenced their texture, the way they deliver the words, the way they deliver their sound, the way their performance on stage. Because, see, Al was a consummate professional. When he got on stage, he made it look easy. He made it look easy, bro. Okay? I kid you not. Let me give you an example of somebody who took his school. Let me see if I got it right here. Check this out. See if you hear, sister.
You smell something? You got that certain thing that can't quite be described. Copy all over the world. It can't be denied. And when you walk into the birds be flipping all about they swear. Incredible woman, you're still my girl. Sister, you know you got a friend in me. Sharing the power of feminine today. You brought my spirit up when everything was low. You helped me to heal my heart and continue to grow. And now I'm feeling so much better that I can do anything I choose. But you in my corner, just can't lose. You know you got a friend in me. You don't know.
under my feet. Yeah, shelter like a bear. Oh, auntie, mama, grandma, nona, freedom.
How he influenced the whole generation, obviously.
What? When Rachelle Ferrell goes on stage, you can look at everything she does. And she does the algebra concept perfectly. She sings over the world.
I hear that.
And she do that. And when I say do that, she do that. There's not another female that could do that. Oh, I can't say that. Let me stop. I might put my foot in my own mouth. Yeah, but anyway, I wasn't going to do that. There's a lot of females trying, but this microwave generation can't accomplish this type of stuff, man. And we're not putting them down. We're saying, look, stop acting like you the ish when, you know, you might be the ish in 20 years, maybe. I don't know. If you can take all the stuff that we took all of it, probably in our 20s, in our 30s, in our 40s, in our 50s, and you didn't know we were a cool professor until we were 60. How about that? Ain't that some new stuff, JP?
Yeah, they done lived two lifetimes, and now they
divide. Nah. Yeah, why not? Because now there's no other avenue or venue to teach your own people. So that's why they always said, go back to school. Because your school is where you can meet cool professors who could tell you, yeah, man, you trying to do a band? Okay, come over to my house. If you was a cool dude, you got an invite. And you come over to the professor's house and you just go meet Dennis Chambers in the living room.
Exactly. Yep.
So people be like, how y'all do that? We're like, yo, man, listen, you got to make up your mind if you want to do the thing. Okay? That's what you got to do. Okay?
Yeah.
And when you make up your mind you're going to do it, then your circumstances will change immediately. That's what I'm telling the sister right now. I'm saying your circumstances change immediately. Only thing you got to do is hang out with some cool professors.
Yep.
Yeah, man. You got to hang out, man. Hey, JP, I was thinking about something. I forgot all about what I was thinking about. But anyway, hey, that Luther joint, man, what I brought on last week, I was playing it, rolling down the street, and all of the girls with the tank tops and their booty shorts on, they started jamming. I was like, oh, let me keep walking because I might get myself in trouble. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't want to do that. So I'm a
Luther anything.
Oh, man.
Luther anything.
You know what? Luther gonna get you in. He gonna get you in problems. You understand? Straight up, it's still been going on. He been passed away. Everybody know that he was not of the women chasing thing. But he made sure that whoever was not chasing women could have women chase you. You better know it. Here we go. Thank you, Luther. Make it happen, Luther. Precise happen.
There's a party in Harlem. nights were hot and bright. You could get your honey right, cause Sylvia's would burn all night. The people there were really something.
No, that's right.
The music always kept us jumping. And it used to knock me down when smoke it came to town.
In the middle of
my favorite
please.
Song was Tears of the Clown.
Like tattoos, ghetto love, protection from what's coming at you. Keeping our heads up, maintaining self-esteem, and reminiscing on the Harlem night scene. We used to party all night. We used to hang out all night like it was alright. Hoping we all might make it through, doing what it takes to do to keep it true.
I like to reminisce about the night we kissed. It was somewhere in Harlem. The nights were hot and bright. You could treat your honey right, cause Sylvia would burn all night. Hey.
And when the concrete
bubble
and
still held
on,
hey.
And when the night, and
the heart of love,
Hot uptown, you know the spot, nightlife, where this player's game is quite tight. 125, where my name's inscribed, sparking trees, my boy be fouling, he's keeping it live. Headed for the riches, straight to stardom, can't forget the struggle though, Brooklyn to Harlem. Dapper dance, shows at the Apollo, Harlem day, summertime, it's my vibe you follow. And through the pain we held on, with more to obtain, more to gain, and can't dwell on. Bad vibes and sad lives we encountered. Take care of self and family, that's what it amounts to. Inhale, so you can feel this realness. The New York sound, down with more cats than feeling. Still this? Yeah, some they may wanna. You can't duplicate the great, I make it warmer. Just like the Harlem streets, we all know. We're coming up, this time we all blow. We all grow, each one's gotta shine. A better life, that's what each one's gotta find.
Sunshine weather, people had their backs out, booties out, everything out, shaking and all that. So I stood at the corner, JP, and I played both songs back to back. You want to see people shaking and looking and all this. Man, it was fun. I loved it. I got a kick out of it.
They lucky you ain't have one of them Yardie sound systems.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. My children, you know, my little Kent's cart, you know what I'm saying? Right. Ride around the Kent's cart with a JBL speaker. So, you know, the music's pretty loud, but it's loud enough for us to jam. We tune out the noise of people and stuff, and we ride around and jam. So, you know, we get the audience we want to get, and, you know, it can't even be a day like, yo, the youngest don't understand how type of music.
No, because they ain't playing no instruments, first of all.
Is that the only thing, JP?
Some of them ain't even got, some of them don't even have music class.
It's not their fault, though, is it?
No, not at all. And I'm not, it, not at all. It's totally okay. Not their fault. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I wanted to make sure while you was talking about the bad guys that it wasn't them. Because
no,
children
it ain't their
have
fault.
Been.
No way.
It's the children that have been lied to, cheated on, all this stuff. It's the children that have been taught the wrong thing. So now me, I stopped focusing on grown folks because, you know, grown folks kind of boring. They boring. So now
you starting to sound like the king of pop, and then people say he was wacko for that, for saying stuff like that.
They did tell me, she said, Priest, she said me today, she said, Priest, you know I'm insane. I said, you insane? I said, nah, baby. She not. She said, I've been certified insane since 2007.
Wow.
I said, well, that's when I met you, right? She said, yeah. So I said, so how are you really insane? It's clinically insane. You know, that clinical is different than you actually insane. Okay. So she has outpatient treatment and all that stuff, but she's insane. So I said to her,
That's them telling you insane.
Well, that's the joke, okay? So she's telling me that. And when I met her, you know, she's a different type of person. You know, she's a creative. Like anybody that's creative, I get along with creative people. So
right,
when people say they're insane, when they say they're insane, they kind of gravitate to me. So I said to her today, I said, look, man, what really happened is I'm out sane. She said, out sane? She said, what is that? I said, it's when people say you're insane, you communicate your thought process to them. Okay. And she said, yes, that's what they said. I said, now me, I'm out saying because I can tell you all about it, kick you around, give you some references, let you go cite some information and come back and tell me you sorry because you just didn't know. She bust out laughing.
Right.
She said, I'm gonna use that word when I go back in because she has to sign in every day and all that stuff. So tell them that you're out saying. No, you're out saying. Because you have to... Listen, if they say that you are clinically insane, they have the position to lock you up. So they let you go outside and back in every day. Okay? So to get out of that situation, you have to become out sane. I told her what to do. Okay?
Don't keep it in. Let it out.
Let that shit all the way out. Write a book, tell people which side of the street you live on. Straight. She said, well, I have failed to communicate with people. I'm saying, well, look, you tell them the same shit you talked to me about. Tell your doctor the same shit, the same exact thing me and you talk about. She said, well, I say, look, they already got you, so they ain't going to do nothing else to you. They ain't going to do nothing else till you try it. And she laughs. What? How about that? That's original, ain't it? Tell them the raw truth and make them live with that. And tell them what page it's on. Because, you know, all doctors don't have the last say-so. They just have an opinion, and other people have an opinion that might not be their opinion. Okay? And if you want to be certified outstanding, you better tell somebody about somebody else's opinion besides yours. Because you have been certified insane. So that disqualifies you from any thought process that people are going to value.
Exactly.
People are not going to value your thought process because you have been certified insane. So that's what I explained to her today. So I'm like, yo, man, become outstanding. Get that off your record. Get it expunged. Become outstanding. And write a book. Because the lady is a phenomenal lady, man. I kid you not. Okay.
Right.
And she's been doing things in the Spanish community for like 10 years. I'm gonna say 10 years for the fun of it.
Uh-huh.
And she's really been instrumental in getting Latin people rights in D.C. and sanctuary rights and stuff in D.C. She's really a phenomenal sister. I ain't gonna call her name out, but I know a lot of phenomenal sisters, man. You know what I'm saying? So. I'm gonna stick with the phenomenal sisters because I see some wrong people coming to my house doing this radio show. So let me do what I'm gonna do. I'll be right back at you, man. Here goes somebody else influenced by algebra.
All right.
Never knew a new bicycle, hand-me-down books and shoes. They bought the Yuletide in July. Well, I rode the bus or train sometimes, strolling for miles to a movie show, singing a song as you bad do. While birds and rich folks flew, they flew right on by.
we got by. We got by. We got by. Oh no, we got by. We brighten July with that hot dog fun. Tell your mama you're with today. You bring the beans, I'll find us some wine. The neon lights will brighten too. Oh, sneaking back home with this girl Angel. We hear it now to say I. I said my first man child in the eye. Oh, we got by, we got by, yeah. Oh, yeah, Lord knows we got by.
Somebody else, bro. What you think?
Who? Absolutely. Who was it?
Who was that? Who was that? Did you actually ask me who
Look,
was that?
Sing, why he's singing? Why he's singing? I can't do. I'm thinking about Al. I'm trying to figure out who this is.
Okay. Well, the person singing background in that music, the one that said, "Come on, sing the thing, Chris," right? The one that's singing that, the background singer. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ain't ready, JP. You ain't ready, JP.
I'm ready.
Come on, JP. Will
I'm
Downing
ready,
Jr., man.
Man.
Will Downing Jr.
Come on.
Will was singing background.
Will Downing, man.
He was singing background, huh, to push the young man up. Because, see, I told you we all play together. So, Chris, you got to go look up Chris' name. You got to download the show, and I'll tell you,
man.
And you can Google me and all that, and I'll give you a playlist, and I'll tell you Chris' whole name. But I told y'all, youngins, that we help each other get up in the music. So once we had a name, we'll come back, take a youngin, and push them all the way up and get in the background of the music, get in the drums of the music, get on the music, and push that shit out. And because Will's name is on that music, Chris sold a million copies off the bat, and he was singing Algebra Road music.
But it's like
so
it's
by
like
him
Will
singing
blended in perfectly.
Well, that's the point of being an old dude putting young people on. You blend in perfectly. See, y'all be thinking old people don't know how to blend. We know how to blend. We just don't want to blend with no whatever that is. We ain't made of the same cloth. And since I have a sewing machine, I know we're not to sew together. And it told me if you sew what you reap, or you reap what you sew. So I got to watch what I be sewing. Straight up, bro. I catch you now, JP.
I'm running through my male R&B soul jazz singers. I'm like, I miss Will. But I was hearing him. I'm like, hold on, man. I know that voice. I just can't. Because the background, if you know a song, you know the melody and the background. You don't just know the melody.
Yeah. But see, remember, they took this type of music off the radio, okay, because they figured out our strategy.
Right.
They said, hold on, these famous cats is going to get some no-name cats and putting their name
putting
on the
on.
Music.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That's what we used to call it, putting them on. But see, the microwave generation, which you call them that, I didn't call them that. So the people in Philly, JP called you the microwave people, I didn't call you that. I'm saying that y'all don't want to listen to us no more because you think we want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you. And I don't want to tell you what to do because I'm not your parent. But if we're involved
right.
in some business, I'm show you what it is I'm doing. You could do what you're doing. We might can eat better if that's what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? I kid you not. If that's what you want to do. If you don't want to do it, then you go find something else to do because I ain't bothering with you or your friend or your cousin or nobody. I don't even know you like that. Okay? I ain't running no social campaign. Yeah, I was in the store the other day. I went to Wawa the other day. And I know the security guard, the owner. I know all the people because I run my mouth. So this guy came in looking homeless, dejected and whatnot. And the dude looked me right in my face and turned around and walked out. So the security guard said, yo, this guy right here, we bought him a pair of shoes the other day. And the guy didn't like the shoes. And I was like, what? He didn't like the shoes. So
man,
I looked
like
the guy in the face. He didn't like the shoes, okay? He didn't like the shoes, right? So since he didn't like it, he gave the people back the shoes. So the security guard was like, people aren't grateful these days because they don't want nobody to help them out and all this type of stuff. So I said, okay, that's how we go do it. So now I looked the guy in the face. The whole point of this conversation is that 3 years ago, right, it reflected in my brain when I was talking to the security guard that this guy ran for mayor 3 years ago. Okay, the same guy, I kid you not, I was on his campaign. I helped him with his campaign, okay?
Wow.
And he was the blackest white guy out here. I kid you not, he was the blackest white, you know the type. the blackest white type. So he had all the signatures and whatnot from Northwest, you know, Tennytown and all that area, Sidwell friends and highfalutin white folks that they're using for a puppet or whatever. So I explained to him being on this campaign, which I wasn't supposed to explain to him because I'm just a brother. And I was like, yo, you get too far up there, man, you won't be mayor, but they'll offer you a job. Now, if you don't take that job, they will wipe your whole career out. He was like, how you know all this? I'm going, man, stop playing. He was like, okay, anyway. So now it came back to me. So I told the security guard the same thing. And I said, I told this guy, but he said, he looked like he ran for mayor. And then the guy behind the counter said, that's right, he was running for mayor, the Arab guy. And I was like, see,
hey,
I'm trying to tell
everybody
you.
Know.
But people don't, but everybody know, but nobody can have these conversations because we had a Wawa, man. We just go get your coffee, get out, get your chips, get out, get your money.
Right,
but
right.
when you know the owner and you know people, I have dialogue with these people. All that being said, I see the program director on the air raising his hand and must be smelling nice in New York. Peace,
Sam. Yeah, peace, gentlemen. Just wanted to chime in real quick before the end of the show. Good conversation and music as always. You know, being that you're in D.C. and you got that Wawa's in your vicinity, I might have to have, you know, I might have to send you down to the store for me and you know, pack me up a sandwich and ship it over here to New York because you know, those Wawa sandwiches. I know you were vegetarian and everything, but those Wawa sandwiches are different. Those Wawa sandwiches are different. And I haven't had one of those in a while.
You hear me? I say I know the owner. When do you want your sandwiches, brother? How do you want your sandwich? You text me how you want your sandwiches made. And by the time the people hear this show again on Friday, the Listening Room DC, I will have your sandwiches airmailed to you just because you made it so I can have a good time on the radio for the past 3 years. And if I could do something in D.C. all the way to New York, you're going to have them sandwiches by Friday. You better know it. Text me and let me know what it is. We're going to get it in like that.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
What? Hey, JP, tell this dude that I drove all the way to California for Chinese food. Tell it, brother.
Wow.
Hey, you talking about
that? I want to tell both of y'all, there's a Wawa University about 15 minutes away, it's about 20 minutes away from me. Wawa University is in Pennsylvania, and they run this whole place.
Okay.
So people might think Wawa, I don't know, they got a whole thing going on, but yeah, Wawa, serious.
Yeah, that's the spot, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know why they haven't, like, branched off from those gas stations, because they could, like, you know, shut down Subway easy. They could shut down Subway.
Well, Subway just closed 1,000 stores, 1,000 sites. They just closed 1,000 sites, Subway.
Oh, wow. You see that?
Well, guess
all
what?
Right, gentlemen.
I'm going to let everybody go. This is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Pre Salica. JP3 is in the house as normal, representing Philly. We got the program director up in New York doing his thing, and I'm going to send out a song just for you know who, because you're so nice to me. Here you go. We out, people. Y'all be good in Philly here. Put down the damn guns.
Your smile, so beautiful, and getting to know, just getting to know one another, baby, baby. And in a very special moment, we discovered we were friends, not just lovers. And when the evening sun turned to dusk, my baby, the twilight and your